Fighter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Hey, picking up there, very top of the page, about a Mishnah. We have two things that are brought down in the Torah. One of them is called an oath, and one of them is called a yidoni. These are brought down in the same pasuk. That one is not allowed to be involved with. Bal oath, says the Mishnah. This is a pitom. It's a person who's involved. It's called necromancy. It's somebody who's communicating with dead people. So how does he go and raise the spirits? What does he do? He goes ahead and he speaks from his armpit. Delicious. Rashi says, Shema Mechashiv, Hamadabri Meshechio, Miles Hamais Mina Aretz, brings up the dead from the land, from the ground, Amoshiv Lo Meshechio, Tachas Rosav, and he ends up underneath his armpit, Medaber Meshechi, and that's where he ends up speaking from. Viadoni, what's Yadoni? How is that done? Zeh Medaber Piv, it speaks through the mouth. Now, how does that work? What happens is, says Rashi, Yadunia Medaber Piv, can refer to Shigmar Mabiz, Chaya Achas Yesh, there's an animal, Sheshma Yadua, its name is Yadua, that's the name. Omachnis Mimeno Etzim, you take a bone of it, Latuch Piv, in your mouth, the Etzim Medaber Mei Love, the Etzim starts to speak by itself, by Yadik Shafim, through Kishav, through sorcery. Hare Elu, Piskila. If someone's involved with Ovi Yadoni, then the person is going to be Chayev Skila. Vanishal Behem, Bazhara. Someone goes and inquires of them. Somebody goes to ask somebody about this, you go to one of these practitioners and you ask them about the future, something like that, like Shaul did, like we're going to see later on, then that Bazhara, Rashi says, the Altifnu Ela Ovos, Bazhara de Mechashim Gufayu, Milo Yimse Bechov, Chover Chever, Vishol, Ovi Yidoni, etc. Not etc. That's what it says there. So, and a person is going to be over a lav, but they don't get killed for doing it. Now, there's another Mishnah, which is found in Krisos. And the Mishnah in Krisos, when it talks about the different avirus that a person is going to get Krisos for, it mentions 36 of them, but it doesn't mention Yidoni. Mashna Hachawai over here, the Ketani Bal Ov Yidoni, mentions both. Mashna Gabi Krisos, the Ketani Bal Ov Vishayel Yidoni. Only mentions Ov, it doesn't mention Yidoni. And for the Gemara, two different answers, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And we're going to go back and forth on this. Rav Yochanan Omer, Holu Shneim Balav Echad Nemru. Since both of them are said in one lav, the Pasuk says, Al Tifnu El HaOvos VeEl HaYidonim. Since it says it's all in the same shtekot Torah over there, so therefore if someone goes both of them b'shogeg, they're going to be chayev only one chatos. Right, even though we know if you do this b'mezid, they get stoned, if they were warned, etc. And if they do it b'mezid and they weren't warned, they didn't have edim, whatever else, then they're going to get kares. And if they did it b'shogeg, then they're going to have to go, they're going to have to pay, they have to give a carbon chatas. So the point is, nonetheless, because both of them are brought down in the very same pasuk, if you did it b'shogeg, you're going to be chayv only one chatas. That's why you only have to mention one of them. Shlakish Amar, Yidoni, why you left that Yidoni by Krisos? Yidoni fish ainbo maisa, because there's no maisa when it comes to Yidoni. You put a bone in your mouth, and then what happens? It goes ahead, and it just starts to talk on its own. But there's no act that's done over there, says Rashi. Lahachi lo tanina lo lahasa misham tafila ki avid la ban pe nafshe. Even if you just did that by itself, lav bar carbon, there would be no carbon that's brought over there. Fish ainbo maisa. V'chatos eino ba, ela ala maizan. Chatos only comes from maizan. The chsev, it's a pasuk says, v'asa achas. You did something over here. Aval mal ov, tzarech lahakish b'zeh osav. When it comes to the ov, you have to like clap your arms, like flap them. Kidul kaman. V'akesh zeh osav, chashav le maizan. That's how you maiza. Aval achnosas etzem yidoni. Putting the bone of the yidoni, of this yadua animal, eino medaber. Mishas Maisa, there's no speaking there. Alachar Maisa, Shuba Biv, Medaber Etzim Elav, it goes and speaks on its own. Therefore, going to Mishalkesh, when we're talking about the idea, increases, you mentioned the Ov, but not the Yadoni, because you can't be Chayev Achat, so because there was no Maisa. Aye, Frakti Gemar, Rav Yochanan, Maish Na, Bal Ov, Dinakat. Once you're saying over there, increases, that Ov and Yadoni are pretty much the same thing, because they brought down the same Pasuk over there, so why is it that you mentioned Ov? Why not mention Yadoni? It doesn't matter which one you pick. So pick the Yedoni. He says, Mar, Mishum de Pasach Beikra. He says, that's just the order of the Pasach. The Pasach talks about Ovin Yedoni. He always mentions Ov first. So he mentions Ov there also. Reish Lakish, my time alone with Rabbi Yochanan. Why is it Reish Lakish doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan is a good point. They're both in the same Pasach and they're from the Chaya for one. So why doesn't he hold like him? Amar Papa, Chalukin Hin B'misa. Because if you look in the Pasach, it says Ov. Oh, Yedoni. It separates the two, and therefore they're also going to be chayiv to. We also separate them for chatas. So if Yedoni was chatas when it's done by itself, then when you did Ov and Yedoni, he's going to bring two chatos. He just argues. He doesn't agree with how you dodge in the pasuk. Rav Yochanan, what does he say? Chaluka delav shma chaluka. When there's a chaluka by a lav, in terms of the, when it's talking about the iser is, then you're right, there's a chaluka. The misa lo shma chaluka, but in reference to the part where it says misa, that's not called chaluka, therefore it's only going to be chayiv one. Rav Yochanan, my time alone with Reish Lakish, why does Rav Yochanan say, like Reish Lakish, right? We know that it has to be some sort of maisa to be chayiv, so why does Rav Yochanan not mask him to Yedoni, is never going to have a chatas, because the Yedoni, again, is just putting a bone, there's no mice over there. Amalacha, masnis and decreases Rabbi Akiva. Because he says that that Mishnah increases is Rabbi Akiva. Actually, it's the Kachashav Megadev Bahu Minyana. We know that he considers Megadev as somebody who curses Hashem. It's counted over there. The Rabbanon, they argue, Shem Deimah Maisa, this is no Maisa. Therefore, that's not going to be chayiv for it. Amilkach Rabbi Akiva mechayiv ala. Must be he's being mechayiv. Velo shayra ela mishum de lo mechayiv tarte tarvayu. Now, why is he considered? Because it's a little bit of a maisa. But because everyone agrees it's got to be some sort of maisa. He's being machshiv, moving the lips of a megadiv. And over here also, just putting the thing in the mouth is a maisa. So therefore, Masisa Krishna Rabbi Akiva, he damar lo bein a maisa. You don't need a maisa, and that's why you're going to be chayiv. Somebody does Yedoni, he's going to be, even though there's no maisa. Reish Lakish, what does he say? Nehi delo bai Rabbi Akiva maisa rabba. Enochanami, Rabbi Akiva says you don't need a maisa rabba. Maisa zuta bai. You didn't have at least a maisa zuta. And by Yedoni, there's no maisa at all. At least by Megadev, if you're moving your lips. By Yedoni, there's no maisa at all. And therefore, you're not going to be chayiv. Says Gemara, Megadev, my maisa ego, what is there? Like we said, Akima svasav of a maisa. Just moving your lips. That's already considered a maisa. Bal ov, my maisa ego, by bal ov. What maisa is there? Okay, so that's why Yedoni is not going to be. What's Balov? Hakosh is yourself having maisa. Like we said, when they clap the arms, that's considered a maisa. Now, says the Gemara, more so freak the Gemara question. The Gemara says, Afilu Rabbanan, you want to say this is even, this works according to Chachamim who argue with Rabbi Akiva over there in Croesus, right? It seems like you're saying here that when they clap the arms, it's considered a maisa, even according to Chachamim in Croesus. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva says, with one of the 36, is a Megadev and someone who does Ov. Now the Chachamim, they argue about someone who's a Megadev, but they don't argue about Ov, which means that they're going to say that moving the lips is not enough to consider Chatas, but clapping the arms is enough. But that's a bit of an issue. V'atanya, we learned in a brisa, but someone who does avodah zarah b'shogeg, eino chayev, is not going to be chayev to chatas, elna al davar sheish ba maisa, unless it's a maisa. Kegon zibuach, when you shecht, kitor, burning a carbon, v'nisach, libations, v'shtachava, bowing down. From Reish Lakish, man tan ishtachava, who's the one who says that bowing down is considered part of chatas? Rabbi Akiva here. Damer lobin and maisas, you don't need a maisa to be chayev. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu tem rabbanan. You could even say he's going according to rabbanan, because kfifas komasol rabbanan have a maisa. When they go ahead and give to chachamim, when you bend your body, that's called a maisa. Now here comes the question: Hash to Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, kfifas komasol rabbanan lo have a maisa. They're going to say that, according to Reish Lakish, that somebody bowing their body is not considered a maisa. Hakash yourself about Ov, have a maisa? You want to see the arms clapping is going to be a maisa? Right? This is no more than just bowing down, but Reish Lakish says that the clapping is, like flapping the arms is, but seemingly saying not only he holds like that, but he's going to say also the Chachamim would agree, but bowing down is not considered a maisa according to the Chachamim. What's going on now? Says Gemara, no, ki ka'amar Reish Lakish nami l'Rabbi Akiva. what was Rabbi Reish Lakish when he's saying the clapping their arms, flapping the arms, considered a Maisa, he means only the word of Rabbi Akiva. Of the Rabbanan Lo, he would say the Rabbanan, that's not considered a Maisa. In fact, the Gemara Yachi, if it's really true, according to Chachamim, the clapping the arms, it's not considered a Maisa, then what about the fact in Krisis when the Chachamim argue and they say Megadif is not considered Chayef? Yotza Megadif Abal Ov Mibayle. It should have said Yotza Megadif Abal Ov. It should have said also get rid of Abal Ov. But it didn't say that. How come? So let's go, okay. That's a taka good point. Yeah, okay, you know, I hear you. Elamar Ula Bemekater Leshade. The Mishnah in Krisus is talking about a person, you know, a Bal Ov who's burning his incense to a shade. Says Rashi, about over to Ketani Vekrisis, the Modu Be Rabbanan, the Hachiaskin, where the Rabbanan are going to be maskim, they're going to be chayev, Hachiaskinan, Shemekate Lefne Shade, where they go and they burn the incense in front of the shade. Hamamuna also Dover, the Have Maisa Gumwork is over there. When you burn incense, it's straight up a Maisa, and therefore they're not going to argue about that particular type of oath. Frak the Gumar Mele Rava, Mekate Le Shade, Ovid Avodas Kachavamu. What Shaykh is? That's called Avodas Zara. And that's another thing that's mentioned in the Mishnah in Krisus. So how could you say that the Ov is talking about this? If Ella Amarava gives a different answer, B'mekater lechaber, what we're talking is, the Krisus is talking about a Bal Ov who's burning incense in order to be mechaber. That means to bring all the demons together. But he's not bringing it as an idea of Avodah Zarah. He's just doing it in order to go ahead and to bring them all there who are going to help him to go ahead and talk with the dead person. It's kind of like a call that they all come out there. And that itself is an actual Maisa, and that's not the Avodah Zarah shtickle, and that's where the Rabbanan are going to be masking to Rabbi Akiva, and that's considered a Maisa. But when it comes to the flapping of the arms, he wouldn't say that's a Maisa. Amalei Abaye says Abaye, we're not going to say that answer is good either, because a mekater lechaber, someone's burning incense in order to gather together, chover chaverhu. That's another thing that's called chover chaver. The pasuk says the lo yimatzi becha, etc., etc., etc. Chover chaver. Right? You can't have even those that are gathering all these people together. And you're doing this type of kishif to bring them together. So that type of person gets malchus. So how could it be that the ov shtickles is that the bal ov is talking, what are we talking about there in the Mishnah? Says Gemara, in a chinami, but Torah omer chover zebeskila. But the Torah is telling us that this type of person who does this is going to get skila. Obviously, it's talking about somebody who does it intentionally, which if he does it unintentionally, he's going to have to bring a chatas, because somebody who would get killed when he does it b'mezid gets a chatas when he does it b'shogig. Now, the Gemara brings, we can see a braisa, that this person doesn't get skila or karis. Tanu Rabbanan chover v'chover chover. Also, again, v'chover chover. Echad chever gadol. This is talking about where they're getting a whole group of animals. Whether the Rashi says that me'asif chayus abeimas gadolos v'echad chever katan. Or what you're doing is you're gathering together the chabesh katzim ramasim, either big animals or small creepy crawlers and rodents and things like that. Even someone getting together snakes and scorpions, it's also to use all these type of kishuv stuff to bring the snakes and scorpions in order to have them go fight or to bring them out of town so they're not going to harm people. This is Rashi, right? Ligarosam zebazeh olamakum midaber shalo yimtzu. You want to try to get them out, you're still allowed to do chover chover. Amar Abaye Hilkach, therefore, Haiman that summit is Zibura, a crafter, someone who joins a bee and a scorpion, or they use some sort of magical stuff. Afagav to come chavin to low lizaku, even though the whole purpose is that they shouldn't harm other people, right? He wants them to fight against each other, so one will kill the other. Still, us, it's us to do such a thing. that you're not allowed to do. Says Rashi, "Ukegon she'ein rotzin acharav, she'ein kan mishum pikoch nefesh." Now we're not talking about a case where he's running after you, because then it's pikoch nefesh, and then you're actually allowed to use this type of kishuv stuff to save your life. From Yochanan, according to Yochanan, "Ma'ishna tekfifas kamasal rabbanan have ma'isa, lakim esfas of law have ma'isa." Now hold on 1 second. We're going back to Yochanan above that he said, according to Chachamim, bowing down is considered a ma'isa in reference to going to be chayiv chatas. According to Yochanan, ma'ishna, what's pshat that when someone bends their body, ma'ishna tekfifas kamasal rabbanan, that's called a ma'isa, but when he just like he misfasvav, when he goes in, he moves his lips in order to go and to curse. Right? It's not considered a ma'isa. Amarava, shiny megadif, holvi ishna b'leiv. Megadif is different because the ikr nekuda of the megadif is that it's in his heart. Says Rashi, ikr chiyav abba alav, tole b'leiv, it's in his heart. Shemeskavin levarich Hashem. He is kavana. It's going to curse Hashem. Shafilu mevarich es Hashem kol yom ve'ein belibo klapei mayla. Even if it's the whole day, but his heart isn't there. Ela sheherle es Hashem ledaber ledaver acher u'mechaneu b'shem amiyuchel mekalo inu meschayev. If he's used, if you know, he goes, he doesn't have to be chatas unless it's directed towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he, but let's say he has nothing in mind to go against Hashem. He just, you know, this entirely. There's something else that he used this name for. There's not going to be chayiv. Since this is dependent on the heart, therefore that's not considered some sort of maisa, even though his lips are moving. Beep, turn the page. Samach above my base. Masav Reb Zeira, Yatsu Edim Zomimin. Says, now hold on 1 second. What about the fact that we're excluding Edim Zomimin from Echatas, She'ein Bahen Maisa, that there's no Maisa when it comes to Edom Zomim, right? It's a live She'ein Bahen Maisa. All they did was say that they saw something going on. Vamai, why would it be? Why it's not considered a Maisa? How listenu believe? It's not. This is something which is not considered in the lave. This is considered in the heart. The megadev shtickle, I get it. Even those lips are moving, since the ikar is the heart, therefore even though the lips are moving, it doesn't mean anything. And it's not considered a Maisa. But when it comes to Edom Zomim, that's not about what's in the heart. That's something which is taka alisa b'leiv. That's something which is taller in their mouth over here. So once he says that, they shouldn't be kicked out of chatas. It should be considered a ma'isa. Amarav says shiny Edom Zomim. Nah, you can't bring up Edom Zomim is different. Hol v'yeshno bikol, because their sin is in their voice, and the voice is not considered an action. Right? In other words, the primary aspect of their sin is not that their lips moved. It's just the sound that their voices are coming out. Since the voice itself, I mean, try to think of it like a ventriloquist. He can talk without moving his lips over there. So the lips moving, that's not the ikar over there. So since the voice itself is not a physical thing of sorts, therefore it's not considered through an action, a maisa, and therefore they're just like a megandef. Its primary thing is not his lips. Although the megandef doesn't need the sounding of the voice, it does require the heart. Well, what do you mean? V'kol Rabbi Yochanan la ma'isa? Really? Is kol according to Rabbi Yochanan not considered a ma'isa? V'itmar chasama v'kol. We learned about the fact that if somebody who muzzles an animal by his voice, and then as the animal is threshing, Rashi's lapara dasho kishurotza lechol chasma v'kolo. He wants to eat, and you yell at it, it doesn't eat because of that. We know you're not allowed to do that. You know you're not allowed to muzzle your animal while it's working. So chasama v'kol. If somebody leads an animal with a coal, right, he caused this animal to move. You know, you're not allowed to bring two animals, like a cow and a donkey, and to attach them to the same yoke and then have them work. And if you were hiniga b'kol, you start going with your mouth. Rashi says, minag b'kilayim, minag b'kilayim. The chayiv mishum lo sachos b'shor v'chamor. You're not allowed to go ashore, an ox and a donkey together. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv says, you're chayiv malchus for this. All of Rish Lakus Amar Pater. Rish Lakus is Pater. But you just said, according to Yochanan, a kol is not considered a ma'isa, but I was saying over here that according to Rav Yochanan, you're going to be chayiv for your kol. And for the Gemara, and what's the machlokas? Yochanan b'chayiv, akim espiv have ma'isa, that is, a mouth moving is a ma'isa, Rav Shlokesh Amar Potter, akim espiv lo have ma'isa, it's not considered a ma'isa. So we see pretty straightforward, Rav Yochanan holds that one's mouth moving is considered a ma'isa, even if the ikar is just the sound itself. Hello, my Rava, shiny Edom Zomim, another answer. Edom Zomim are different and they're excluded. It's not considered a Maisa. Why? Because Hol V'yishnam B'ri'iyah. Because their sin is in the fact that they saw what happened over there. The Iker Edus is not to do, is not the fact that they said something, but the fact that they saw something. And then afterwards, he just said over what they saw. And seeing doesn't have a maisa, and therefore, they're not going to get for that. Okay, let's talk about more in Ov and Yudoni. Tanu Rabbanan. Bal Ov. This Bal Ov, Zeh Medaver Ben Aprakim, it's someone who speaks between the joints. Right? It causes his spirit to come up and go into his joints. Like we said, like his armpits, or his knuckles, or his knees. That's where it talks. That's what Rashi says. Ma'ilas HaMesu Yoshev Ben Echad Mi Ben Perkei Atzamos Shalmachash Evgon Perkei Atzbosav Al Perkei Pirkov Umi Ben Atzile Yadav. And right in front of his armpits, like we said. That is an Ov. Bal Ov is Medaver Ben Aprakim Mi Ben Atzile Yadav. Yedoni Zeha Meniach Etzim Yadua, but he puts the animal in his mouth, in the bone of the animal's mouth, but with that being love, and it speaks on its own. Fracta Gemara, you want to say Ov is a voice that comes from one of the joints, Meisve, Vahaya Ke Ov Me'eretz Kolech, and your voice shall be like that of an Ov from the ground. This is a pasuk in Yeshaya. It's a nevuah that if Bnei Yisrael would not do tshuva, then the hardships that are going to fall on them would cause its voice to become weak, like the voice of Ov. And we're saying that comes from the ground. My lav, the mishtai ki arche. So doesn't this imply that that speaks naturally means from the grave itself? And since it's a very quiet, it's a very low voice, it's like speaking from itself, which means coming from the ground, then it's not coming from the joints or sorts like that. It says, it comes and it settles within the joints and it speaks from over there. And it says, Rashi, the reason why its voice is very faint is because it doesn't have any real life. Toshema affect the Gemara. It says in Shmuel, and this is the Sefer Shmuel. This is the whole story we said before about Shaul. That before Shmuel, Shaul went up to battle with the Plishtim, Shaul and Melech came to this witch, and to communicate with Shmuel had already died, and to find out what's going to happen. And it says that when this Mechashefa, the sorceress, saw that the spirit of Shmuel was coming from the ground, that he looked like a malach. So it says, "V'tomer Isha El Shaul Elohim, Yisi Olim in Aris." I saw that Elohim, or I saw there's an angel that was coming out of the ground. My love doesn't mean the mishdoi ki orche, that the spirit spoke naturally. You know, it didn't go into any sort of joints or whatever it is. But it just spoke exactly as it is. So it's Gemara, lo, the Yosef and a Perkum Mishtai, came between the Perkum of the joints and it spoke over there. Tanu Rabbanan, Bal Ov, person involved in Ov, Echad Amayla Bischurov, Echad Hanishal Begugolos. This includes both a person who brings up the spirit onto his Zachrus, Rash Smaila, Amoshef Isameis Al Zachruso, on his Shmandrik. Echad Hanishal Begugolos, the one who goes and speaks to a Gugolos, right to a skull. That is, what does he do? He takes a human skull that's on the ground and he interacts with it. It answers you, which is pretty crazy. Is that what's the difference between these two? It's the Zacharias or the Rosh. Because when it comes up onto the male Shmandrik, it doesn't come up naturally. It comes up, like, meaning with its head. Rally, she says, "Elo raglav lamaila." Its feet come up first. Meino ola b'Shabbos, and also doesn't come up on Shabbos. But nishla b'Gulgolus, if you ask, if you're doing the shtick with Gulgolus, and ola kedarko, rashes v'lo salik lamisa bein aprakim. Right, it comes up naturally. V'ola b'Shabbos also comes up on Shabbos, and it doesn't go to sit between the prakim. It says, "This is talking about." Right, that's the Gilgolas one. Ola, in fact, the Gemara, you want to say that the skull, it goes up? Where exactly is it going up to? It's lying there on the ground, right in front of it. Aleima one, not ole, but one kedarko. When the skull is questioned, it responds naturally. It doesn't have to go into the joints. Of the Rashi's Lo Salik Lameisiv Bein Aprakim, Bona B'Shabbos also answers on Shabbos. V'af She'ila Zu Shal Tornus Rufus as Rabbi Akiva. Also, this is what Tornus Rufus asked Rabbi Akiva. This was a big Rasha. He was the Roman governor of Eretz Yisrael, and he's actually the one who actually killed Rabbi Akiva. Anyway, he comes along and he asks Rabbi Akiva. He asked him a bunch of questions. I had the Gemara of Abasra, Daf Yud. So therefore it says, and he even asked him this. Amar lo, he said to Rabbi Akiva, Umayom miyomayim. Like, what is different about this day than other days? Rashi says, Lama techashav yom Shabbos yosem mishayamim. He's just asking, why is Shabbos more chashav than any other day of the week? Amar lo. So Rabbi Akiva answered him, Umagever migovrin. Like, what's the difference between you, your gever, your man, and other people? It says, why are you greater than anyone else? What's the difference between you and them? So he says back to him, no, I'm a lay, the Mari Tzavi, because my master commanded this. Rashi says, Adoni Chafetz Le Kadlini, I'm El Kesar, I'm Shilini. You know, because the Caesar, he decided to make me. Oh, Tzavi means he wants it. He wants this to be. So he says, Mek, Shabbos Nami, Damar Tzavi. He says also that the master wanted this as well. As Rashi tells us beautifully, straight up, I got his book, Chafetz V'Hizyal Kvodo. That's what he wanted. He warned us on its honor. Amar Lei, so he says, Rabbi Kiva, Hachi Kamin Elcha. No, this is what I meant. Mi Amar Da'id Shabsa. Who says that today is Shabbos? Maybe it's the wrong day. Amar lo, he says to him, Nahar Sabatun Nuchiach. No, you have the Sabatun River. Rashi is Nahar Echad Shalavanim. It was this river that had tons of stones in it. And the entire week, Uvichol Yomosa Shabbos, Shote Faholich, it goes crazy. It's rocks being thrown all over the place. It's very calm and it rests. So you see that it must be Shabbos. This is the day. And Baal Ovi Yochech, and also Baal Ovi is going to prove to you, because today it's not going to come up. The spirit of the dead, Rashi says, Sheino Ola B'Shabbos. And Kivro Shel Aviv Yochiach. Not only that, your father's kever is going to prove it also. Why is that? She'ein mai le'oshon b'Shabbos. It doesn't bring up smoke on that day. Says Rashi, the Tornes Rufus, Kol Yomosa Shabbos, Hayamal le'oshon, Hayanidon v'Nisrof. Because he's being judged in Gehenna and he's getting burnt. And b'Shabbos, Poshe Gehenna Shovsin. But on Shabbos, those are the Poshe, they don't get burnt anymore. They don't get burnt on Shabbos. Turner's Ruffus wasn't too happy with what he just said. Amar lo, he says, Biziso, Biyashto, Vikilalto. You disgraced my father, you embarrassed him. And as Rashi explains, Kilalto means that you actually insulted him. By saying what? You're telling me that he's getting judged in Gehenna. Okay. Now, let's take a look at this pasuk over here. It talks about Ov, this Isser of Ov. It says, you can't find among you. Someone is going to be inquiring of Ov and Yudoni. Or someone is seeking out the dead. Shoel Ov, Hanu V'Dor Shalom Esim. Starts off by saying Shoel Ov. You can't have someone who's inquiring of Ov, and then it says Dor Shalom Esim, someone is seeking out the dead. But why are you saying the same thing two times in a row? Isn't that exactly the same thing? As Rashi says, V'lom Enichlu V'Shneim, V'mechem Makom Echad. And for the Gemara, Dor Shalom Esim Kidetanya. The Gemara says that no, when you're seeking out the dead, that is something different than Ov, than necromancy. Dorish Lamesim Gedetanya. Vidorish El Lamesim, or someone who seeks out the dead, is a Mariv Atzma Vaholich Velon Misakvaros. This is someone who starves himself and he goes and he sleeps in a cemetery, Kadesh Tishra Allah of Ruach Tuma. That he wants Ruach Tuma to go ahead and to rest upon him in order that he's then going to be able to go ahead and do Kisha. Rashi says, Shade shall Besa Kvaros Yehe Oavo. The shade, this demon of the Besa Kvaros, is going to love this guy. He's going to help him do Kisha. Ukeshayu Rabbi Akiva Magia Lemikrazer, and Rabbi Akiva got to this pasuk, he would cry and he would say, Uma Hamariv Atzmo Kadesh Tishra Lav Ruach Tuma. Someone who goes there and he starves himself in order that he have Ruach Tuma come upon him and he's successful, Shor Lav Ruach Tuma, right? It works. Hamariv Atzmo Kadesh Tishra Lav Ruach Tahara. Then if somebody wants to get Tahara, Ruach of Tahara on him, right? Rashi says, Nevuah Shechina, have the Nevuah. How much more so should be successful? Rashi says, Shahaya Shehi Amida Nosenes, Shahide Tainis of Akasha, Tishalav Shechina, Dahamida Tova, Yeseira Almidas Paranas. We know that Amida Tova is greater than that of Paranas. We're crying over this. We're not being answered. In other words, he's saying, it should be that we're going to get Nevuah then because we did this, but it wasn't working. And he says, what can I do? This is our sins have caused us not to be successful. So, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Kim avonoseichem hayu mavdilim beinechem lebein Elokeichem, that only your sins are separated between yourself and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rava, Ibo Tzadiki Boru Alma. If the tzaddik wanted, he'd be able to create worlds. Rashi says, Nikiyim Mikol Avon, Ibo Tzadiki. If they would cleanse themselves from all avers, then our Boru Alma, Shenemar, Kiyim Avonosechem, Hayum Avdila. Rashi says, Ha'im Lo Hayu Behem Avonos, Ein Kan Avdala. If there'd be no avers, there'd be no difference between a tzaddik and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyach, so to speak. Shenemar Im Kivonosechem, Hayum Avdila. Rava Bar Gavra, and Rava, we know he did this. Rashi says, "Ayidei Sifri Yitzira Shalom Denu Sirof Osios Sirof Osios Shalshem." He knew it to be mitzarif the osios of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and he ended up creating a person, Shadri the Kamid of Zera, and he sent this person, this thing he created in front of Zera. Have a kamishtayu ba'aday, v'lo have a kamahadale. So Rav Zera, he spoke to it, but it didn't respond. Rashi says, "Shaloya." Bo Dibor, because it didn't have any Dibor. Amalei says to him, Ma min chavrayat, you came from one of my friends. Rashi says, Hanivroim ade hachiburim hachavirim ata. You came from one of my friends, and you're not the real deal. You're not a person. Hadal afroch, and go back to your dust, right? Because the person didn't have a neshama. That only Hashem can give the neshama, I guess. Rav Chanina Rav Oshayo, Havi Yosri Kol Mali Shabsa. They would hang out together every Shabbat. Also, Sivri Yitzira, they would do Sivri Yitzira. Omivru Lu Igla Tilsa, and they would make this Igla Tilsa, which is either one third of its growth, a cow, one third of its growth, or the third, the rest, or there's another Pshat, is that was the third cow that was born too. Its mother, which is very delicious, va'achale, and then we go there and eat that on Shabbos. Tanura banan mi'onein, right? It says also, it's talking about a mi'onein. You can't find the money, you're a mi'onein. Shimon Omer, ze'amavir shiva minei zchor ala ayin. This is a person who takes seven types of, Rashi says, shivcha zera mi zayin brios, umavir al einav vosik shafim. He takes motzi zera from seven different animals, and different creatures, and he puts it in his eye to do some sort of kishuv. Don't do that. Chalmurim, they say, don't do it, by the way. Anyway, that's just disgusting. Chalmurim, ze ochis zeinai, this is a person, ochis zeinayim, means ochis v'soger einei habrios. He does some illusions, you know, to tricks people. Omar lehem ki ilu osid davarim shal pele. Like, wow, this is such a thing, for you know, it's a clumsy, really not doing anything. Which is right now, modern day, so to speak, magicians, quote unquote, they have to be very clear to say, this is just sleight of hand, I'm not actually doing any sort of real kishuv or any sort of magic. Right, so this is an oches asayinayim. Rabbi Kiva Omer, zemechashiv itim shos. This is a person who calculates times and hours. Says Rashi, loshen ma'onin kemo bal onos shemavchin esaona. This person distinguishes between different time periods. Omer, hayom yafal lotzis laderech v'yatzliach. Today is going to be good to go on the derech. You'll be matzliach. L'machar yafalikach mekach. It's good to do business v'istakar balakuchos halukho. You'll be very successful in your business. Omer, hayom yafal lotzis. Back to the Gemara. Zemechashiv itim shos. Vomer yom yafal lotzis lamacha yafal ikach limudi arve shviyas chitim yafos, or that the erev shviyas is going to be good for good wheat, and how are you supposed to know exactly it's going to be good for good wheat? Rashi's calling erev shviyas lamedim regilin lios chitim yafos. Back in the Gemara, ikuri kitnias mios roos, or uprooting kitnias is going to stop them from becoming spoiled. Right, you sing all these type of stuff, you know, we don't mess with that. Rashi says you uproot it as opposed to cutting it. It says it's never going to get ruined. Kolmer oke kitnias vein ekotz and shuv inam matlios vein makrivos and ekan arat and ekan worms coming into it. Ekan arat. Tanur abanan menachesh. Another word is brought down. The pasuk is a menachesh. Zeh omer pito nafal mipiv. This is a person who says bread is going to fall from your mouth, and therefore Rashi says, be worried that harm is going to fall to him on that day. Or makel enough from yado, his stick fell from his hand. Or beno kari lo meachar, his son's calling him from behind him. Or if kari lo, there's a raven that's calling him tzvi. If siko baderecha, there's a deer that passed in front of him. Rashi says shay holich b'mizrach almarav, tzvi holich mitzofen ladarim v'hifzik darko, kind of like perpendicular, cut him off. Nochash mimino v'sholom smaller, says a snake that's on his right, or there's a fox that's on his left, and he's saying that all these things are bad signs. Rashi says simin rahu. That's the person who behaves and says those type of things. Don't do that. Turn the page. Amud Aleph. Haskell Beer says, let's say a person coming to collect taxes, and he says to the tax collector, no, no, don't start with me, because, you know, it's a bad sign to go to lose money. Shachar Tzur, he says, I'm not going to pay because it's the morning, or Rosh Chodesh, or it's Rosh Chodesh, or Motzei Shabbos, it's Motzei Shabbos. All these things that a person is saying, I don't want to start this day, the month, the week with this type of payment, it's a bad sign, you know, if you do such a thing. Now, anyone who says these type of stuff is involved in, like we just said, that is the Lashon of Menachesh. Tana Rabbanan, just to take it home, Lo Senachashu Vlo Seonenu. Right, what does this mean? Don't do this, or Seonenu, Lashon of times. Can you go in Elo, Menachashin, like those people, Menachashin, Bechulda, because of a Chulda, a weasel, the way that a weasel moves, Beofos, or the way that birds move, or Bedagim, or the way that fish, they go and they travel, all these type of things, don't be involved with. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.